This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It is the 4th of July, and many people are taking a break from the daily routine, maybe experimenting with new recipes, maybe hoping to be dazzled by the colorful explosions of fireworks. In that spirit of independence, experimentation, and entertainment, I give you LeBron James in virtual reality.
I feel like every aspect of my game can improve, and that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of breaking my game down all the way down to the basics and starting over.
Striving for Greatness is a 12-minute, 360-degree view documentary about the off-court life of King James. It was made with the help of Oculus VR, the virtual reality company owned by Facebook. And Felix and Paul Studios, the company that made it, just raised almost $7 million to make more content like it. The studio's two directors, Felix Lajeunesse and Paul Raphael of Montreal, are focused on making high-quality video in VR of everything from LeBron's yoga schedule to serious documentary projects on yak herders in Mongolia. They were here for the Tribeca Film Festival recently and stopped by. First question I asked to Paul was why the viewer's perspective in their films is always kind of at the same height. Why not put the camera next to the hoop while LeBron is shooting baskets or something?
Almost every shot we've ever made was from average sitting height.
Okay.
Really, that's the position we actually tell people, we recommend people watch the experiences themselves. So you're sitting down, you put the headset on, and we want to replicate that as close to one-to-one as possible. And anything you do that goes away from that, if the camera starts floating around, or it really, in VR, it just completely transforms the nature of the experience. And it can very easily feel like an out-of-body experience, or it can work against presence because you're seeing something that your body isn't actually doing.
The black circle that appears under you as you look down. That's basically the only part of this 360-degree scene that you can't really see because that's the part that the camera is sitting on, right?
Yeah, so there are a few reasons for that. So obviously the camera has to be somewhere, so that is where the camera is.
Mm-hmm.
We actually could very easily patch that hole. You know, you just move the camera, take a picture, and complete the sphere.
Yeah.
We tried that. But we quickly realized that when we did that, we kind of lost something. Because now when you look down, you obviously don't see your body because you can't see your body when you're wearing the headset.
Right.
But if you can actually see through your body and look at the floor or an empty chair, you're less present than if you actually keep this. You know, it ends up looking like kind of a drop shadow. It's not your body. It's kind of a convention that we've settled on for the time being as being the best way to maintain presence in a scene.
Felix, can you talk about what you think is going to be the future of this medium?
I do not believe that virtual reality will replace cinema, but I think it's most likely going to have a gravity effect, a pulling effect on cinema, where people will want to have more immersive cinematic experiences, which doesn't necessarily mean that they will, you know, walk away from film to go into VR necessarily. But I do believe that the notion of immersion is going to gain traction into global culture, and we will want an immersive experience out of everything. You know, it's all aspects of life in society that will be affected by that at some point.
Felix Lajeunesse and Paul Raphael are founders of Felix and Paul Studios. It's a studio dedicated to creating films and products in virtual reality. Gentlemen, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.